Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Lark Watts, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I've written songs about heartaches. Spent my life singing the blues. I thought I knew love, what pain was, just what it felt like to lose. But what I thought was pain was a soft, gentle rain compared to what you put me through. I didn't know how much this poor heart could take, just losing a woman like you. I found out, no doubt, I know it now, I know it now. I found out, no doubt, I know it now. Now I broke a few hearts in my time, ran when I should have stayed. But between you and me, girl, I believe, then you took your love away. You showed me pain is a runaway train. You tied me down, cut me in two. I didn't know if I could even survive losing a woman like you. I found out, no doubt, I know.
Thank you very much.
You don't necessarily travel about and play out with a group this big, but when you did your...
It's hard to feed a band this big.
Yeah, I would think so.
It really is. So.
But when you did your Shangri-La sessions, mm-hmm. did you have this kind of setup?
Tom played guitar and pedal steel. Lee played the keyboards on the whole thing. Blake played bass on the thing. So half of the guys here played on the record. And a lot of the other guys I play live, a lot of live shows with. So it's a mixture.
When we started off, you were talking about sort of Shangri-La Part 1 and then Shangri-La Part 2.
Well, when I first went in to record the record, Guitars in Tennessee was one of them I played earlier. A couple of the ones I played earlier were supposed to be on the first part. So I went through the five songs I was wanting to do, and he said, what have you been writing recently? And I said, you don't want to hear what I've been writing recently. I went through a breakup, and you don't want to hear these songs. He said, play one for me. And so I played Don't Break Me Now, and he goes, that's on the record.
Guess I didn't hold you tight as I could hold you. Maybe that's on me. Is it too far gone. I'm still holding on, trying to be the man you need. Don't break me now. Missing you, girl. Have I lost everything? Tell me I've been a fool not to see what I got. I know how to love you, don't know how to stop. Not been doing much sleeping or working at all. Just waiting on your call to tell me to come back home. You didn't want me to leave, but these minutes are hours, the hours are days, and the phone doesn't ring. Don't break me now. Too. I don't ever want to learn how to stop loving you. If you found someone else, he's a real lucky man. I'll move along somehow, best I can. If there's still hope, or even half a chance, forget. So I'm down on my knees, baby. My heart's in your hands. I just want to love you. Let me be your man. I just want to love you. Can't you understand?
Thank you so much. So I went in thinking it was going to be more of a country sounding record than anything, kind of an Americana feel. I mean, I knew we wanted horns on it, and I knew we wanted pedal steel, but I really thought it was going to be a whole different thing. And once we started putting the songs together, I said, man, this is a heartache record. It starts out with a guy falling in love with a girl, and it ends with George Jones, he stopped loving her today. So it kind of goes through the whole spectrum of a heartache, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And part two, the way it kind of resolves out. So, you know, with a little bit of hope at the end, I guess. He wanted to hear the new things I'd been writing. I didn't think he'd want to hear the breakup songs that I'd just written a few months earlier. I didn't think anybody would be interested in that.
But you were happy with the songs.
Yeah, I liked them, but I wasn't wanting to play them in front of people. They were kind of personal, you know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, Don't Break Me Now, I wrote 2 days after I walked out on this girl, and, you know, I sent it to her in an email 2 days afterwards, and I didn't think I'd be putting it on a record anytime soon.
Yeah, I get it.
When you were mine, the world at my feet. When you cried, I was there to hold you tight. When you laughed, girl, when you laughed, Lord, how you shined. So lonely, I was just wild to run away. for a while, but in the blink of your eyes it was gone, gone, gone. When you were mine, I was a decent man. When you were mine, my heart fit right in your hands. Now you're gone, long gone, moved on. I'm back to my old ways. I don't wake up alone. When I'm drinking, it's always a different face. Now there's a hole deep inside where you used to be. Sometimes it feels like I'm losing my mind. All you caused me was pain and misery. I'm giving up on love this time, time, time. Nothing can save us now. We lost a good thing that we found. You just can't do that to love. Another man, but I'll bet he don't know just what's in store for him. God have mercy, sweet mercy on any fool crazy enough to fall for a woman like you.
So much.
So you have some music video of your own.
Yeah.
Right? And so how did you decide what songs you were going to use for your music videos of all the songs that you have?
Well, for this record, I knew I wanted to do Don't Break Me Now because I like the drum beat so much. And I had the idea of a girl playing that drum beat in the warehouse
I watched that.
Me, you know. The words pain, lies. Love is a four-letter word. It's one of my things I think to myself. And pain, lies, gone. All four-letter words. So I flashed all these four-letter words on the wall. The video didn't come out exactly like I'd envisioned it, but you know, I did it very cheap, didn't cost a lot of money to do, and I didn't spend an awful lot of time on it, and it turned out being a really nice video for what it is. Everything we did in the recording studio, I had somebody there filming it, so we could kind of document the whole thing, and I kind of pieced things together like that. And I'm trying to figure out which one the next video is going to be. I'm looking at it thinking which one would be best for the next one. So.
like to thank Lark and his band for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast and tonight watching us on YouTube Live. And those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations, especially we thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving Central and Eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. Remember to check out our new schedule on WEKU with 2 hours of Red Barn on Saturday beginning at 6 p.m. And again, we are on the air Sundays at 8 p.m. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
And we also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical traditions of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place, here in the great city of downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Let's give it up for the Lark Watson Band.
Step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. Left is designed, the right one still. If the left don't get you, then the right one will. 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older, deeper in debt. Say Peter, don't call me, I can't go. Oh, my soul to the company stop. Thank you all for hanging with us. We certainly had a good time tonight.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Lark and his band for being with us tonight. We thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.